Chapter 4, How to Write a Report. Scene 4-7, Giving Advice on a Problem. Minamida-sensei, do you have a moment?
Sure.
I observed your class yesterday, per our conversation. As you said, the children were not listening to you. Compared to other classes, they are noisy and restless.
I'm not surprised you would think so. What do you think I should do?
There's no right answer, but there is one thing I noticed while I was watching you interact with the children. The children do not face you, and it looks to me as though they don't care about you or how you are feeling.
What do you mean?
Is it possible that you are not thinking about what the children want and doing only what you feel is necessary or fun to do? On top of that, might you be reprimanding them in a voice louder than is necessary? You were like a hysterical mother.
Really? That doesn't sound right. I'm doing my best.
I can see that. But your enthusiasm is just making you go in circles and is confusing the children. Listen, you're not the children's mother. The children and their mothers have an unconditional trusting relationship. There's a huge difference between a trusting relationship with a mother and our relationship with them. In our case, we have to build that trust from ground zero. The children are nervous about leaving their mothers and coming to the school, and they are trying their best at doing well. They're making an effort to make friends and to be liked by their teachers. If you're always giving commands, trying to get their attention by raising your voice, making them rush about, they will shut you out of their minds. Instead, you need to focus on how much effort the children are putting in trying to fit in and get along with each other. Please try to look directly at the children, praise them, smile at them, and watch them closely. Then, the children will open up to you and accept you.